It's wrinkled sheets. It's wrinkled sheets. It's really kind of neat listening to wrinkled sheets. Yeah. You look surprised.
I didn't have to cue you to sing. What's happened? Most time you're like, I can't sing. Don't make me sing. So, hi.
Hi.
It's been a while.
It's been a long dang while.
How long has it been since the last podcast?
It was before China.
Well, I know that, but 3 weeks, four weeks? It hasn't been a month, has it?
I think so.
Holy crap. Well, this is the podcast that Jesus wants you to listen to.
Why is that,
I don't know. I just figured it really is the podcast Jesus wants everybody to listen to. This is the savior of podcasts.
That's a little bold.
I know.
I'm not signing off on that
statement.
Not?
All right. I'm feeling bold today. I'm feeling like this is the podcast that all other podcasts strive to be.
And we're on Periscope right now
record. Hi, Periscope.
We can't really interact.
No, we can't because it's too far away to see who's on or acknowledging us. Now, we should say, as I pick up the dog every episode,
I'm drinking tea.
Probably squeal as I pick up the dog. Periscope, for those that don't know, is the new app that everybody is jumping on board.
It's all the rage.
Mm-hmm. It's where you can broadcast live on the internet. So that's what we're doing, Periscope right there.
And you don't have to edit it.
No.
It is what it is. This is real life, y'all.
Thank God. Like, I could just lean over on one cheek and fart, and it would be on Periscope right now. You want to?
Nope.
Do you want to? Why don't you do it? Mm-mm. That'd be different.
Nope.
See, if it wouldn't be a guy doing it. That'd be expected. So if you just leaned over and see? I told you. And just like when we were listening to Charles Trippy and his girlfriend, women always make the noise with their mouth to hide the real fart. So.
I don't know where you guys get that at all. So it's been 4 weeks. You've been traveling the world. So we need to talk about it. We need to discuss Hong Kong.
Hong Kong. It's like New York, but with a lot of Asian people.
What did you do there?
I did comedy, which I was really surprised that there are a lot of English-speaking people in China, Hong Kong. Because actually, mainland China and Hong Kong sort of have a rivalry. Like, Hong Kong is very proud just to be Hong Kong. Like, they think of themselves, and they should, as being a totally separate. Because mainland
China, like
Texas
versus the rest of the
U.S.?
Yes,
yes. Okay. It's a lot. Exactly. Good,
Look at me. Good analogy.
Yeah. So it was a lot of fun. There's a lot of Brits and Aussies and
And you were there for
Americans.
About 4 days?
5 days.
Okay.
5 days. And I just got, as this morning, got booked to go back in January.
I'm so proud of you.
Which, I told you, the very first night, I was so nervous, I almost threw up.
That means you're going to do good,
Is
right?
that what that means?
I guess. I don't know.
Jamie Gong, the guy that runs it, books it, first night, he was like, oh, that was great. And I was like, I wasn't happy with it. I was okay. I made it through, did my time. There were laughs. He was like, oh, that was great. And then the second night was like, oh, that was even better. What? You know, I was like, okay, good. I made it through. I did some different jokes that I hadn't done the first night, kind of testing the waters. Like, does this work here? Does that? Because you can't do Walmart jokes. You can't.
Because they don't have Walmart.
Right. There's certain
things.
Do they
have Target?
No, I didn't see Target at all.
What do they have? Where do they buy their groceries?
Regular Chinese shops and different, they have different names for things. I mean, they have
cookies.
They have good Chinese cookies.
They do.
Like, not like fortune cookies. We're talking about Chinese cookies. Just
yeah, they're just like powder and they just dissolve in your mouth.
But they're very tasty. But anyway, so I had to go through all that. And then my very, very last night of the gig, the Saturday night, to a packed house, just killed it. Just absolutely killed it. And it was sort of like I could tell for myself, it was the buildup of, okay, Thursday I did this, Friday I'm more comfortable with this, I know these work, Saturday, let's do this. Yeah. So I'm wondering if it's going to be the same way when I go back, because it'll been such a while, will I be like, all right, this isn't my typical crowd, let me try this, let me, you know.
But you always do great.
I hope so.
I'm so proud of you. You're conquering the world.
Mm-hmm. And they gave me a poster, a giant wall. We should just cover that whole wall with that poster.
Yes.
Because it was hanging above a bar outside. That's what that was. So it's a giant poster with my picture on it with a little tiny body doing a hula hoop. Who the hell does a hula hoop in this day and age? But I guess they think all Americans.
I think we should buy a hula hoop and periscope it.
We should.
That would be fun.
We'll have hula a hula hoop challenge. Contest. It has to be a challenge. Everything's a challenge now. I don't know where you can't just do
Missouri.
Something.
Americans are all competitive. That's why sports is such a big thing here.
But have you noticed that everything's a challenge? Anything on the internet is a challenge. Here is my stuff my face with marshmallow challenge. How many pair of underwear can you stick in your cheek challenge?
How many chicken nuggets can you eat?
Right.
Yep. Well, I'm glad to have you back.
Thank you.
You went to Hong. Actually, you were in Vegas for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Then you were home for less than a day.
Right.
Then you went to Hong Kong for a week.
And then I went to Texas to visit my parents.
And then you were home for a couple days. And then you went to Texas to visit your parents. And now you were home for quite a week.
Quite a week.
Quite a week.
Quite a week.
But the problem is when it's just the weekdays and not the weekend. Uh-huh. Like this weekend, you were home. I don't get to see you because I'm at work. And so it's like,
that's why we do fun things.
You're home. Good.
That's why we do things like today. Just got out and.
We have to talk about yesterday. Yesterday was like the stars were not aligning for us to do anything fun.
Oh, you started. You tell them.
Okay.
Because you were the one that got up first. So start
I popped out of bed like Pop-Tart at like 9 a.m. And I'm like, woohoo, he's home. I had done laundry before and I didn't have any work to catch up on. I'm like, this is going to be a fun day. It's going to be a fun day.
Ooh-hoo.
And I periscoped on my Periscope account, PinkBarb27, my getting ready, my hair and my makeup routine. And I was having fun with it. And you were still sleeping. You finally woke up about 11. And I was, all right, I'm ready. We're going to go have fun. I have to run some errands. You get up. You get ready. I'll come back for my errands. And then we're going to go.
We'll get out and go.
See my friend Tara. Yeah. And maybe even ride a bicycle.
Then I
get home from my errands. We get ready to leave to go see my friend Tara, and the refrigerator had stopped working over the night.
But I only noticed it because the flashing numbers on the front of the ice maker where you're supposed to do the set the, is it zero warmest to five coldest, the two zeros
zero
were just
flashing.
blinking. So I opened up the freezer, and I could tell that stuff was not as cold as it should be.
Good eye.
Yeah. So good then
eye.
You freak out. That's what you do. You when you realize your freezer and your icebox refrigerator is
that's
not working.
That's a lot of money.
You just go, holy crap. So you start calling all the repair places. Well, we can get somebody there Monday. Well, that doesn't save my freaking food.
This is Saturday.
I have a freezer full of food. Well, maybe you could get some dry ice and keep it in there until. So I called my sister who said, well, they just called Sears Repair because they have an emergency.
Right.
So called Sears. They sent a guy out, and it was the motherboard.
Of the refrigerator.
Hey, who knew that it's a computerized? Everything is computerized.
Everything has a computer.
Everything
these days.
Is computerized.
Everything.
So it was the motherboard that went out, but he had a refurbished motherboard that he couldn't guarantee, but we could see.
It was
if
the it, only thing he had.
But we could see if it worked. So we put it in, and it got it running, but it didn't make the numbers stop blinking. So none of the brains of the computer, of the refrigerator, were working. But it was cheap at keeping things cold and keeping things frozen.
Right.
So he said, let's just leave that in there. I'll order the part and I'll come back. So.
And we said, okie dokie.
Yep.
All right, let's go. But first, why were we going to Home Depot?
We were going to go get...
Because we were hungry.
Hungry, we wanted a hot dog. We wanted hot dog.
Yeah, and they have elk hot dogs
at a cart
outside our Home Depot.
Well, everybody knows, we've talked about this before, I've talked about it on the podcast, my podcast, is everybody loves Home Depot hot dogs.
Every Home Depot
just about every Home Depot has the Home Depot hot dog cart. Because all the construction workers and all the guys are like, while they're on their lunch breaks, you know, they're getting stuff from the... They'll grab something to eat.
Oh, smart.
Yeah.
Hot dog stand people. But we walk up and we're like, which one do we want? Which one do we want? And she's like, I'm closed. Bye.
Yeah. After we stood there, it was like we were standing there.
And I'm like deciding which one do I want. I'm not a big hot dog fan. I'm not a big bratwurst fan. So I was like, do I want anything? And then.
I thought you liked hot dogs.
I like the cheap ones.
Well, they were the cheap ones. If you looked at the thing, they had them all the way down to the all beef, $1.75, all the way up to the elk hot dog, $4.75.
I like the pork and chicken combo 80 cents hot dogs.
You mean like the 80 cent for the whole pack of hot dogs?
Yeah. I know.
That's just nasty.
I know. It's the rear ends and the lips. I know. But that's why I don't eat hot dogs. Cause...
Rear ends and lips.
Yeah. Yeah.
You mean assholes and heart valves.
There you go. But they taste good to me. Anyway, so they were closed. But back up, as we got out of the car to walk to the hot dog thing, you hand me the keys to put in my purse and I hear a ding.
Oh, yeah.
What is that noise? And I have a Kia vehicle and the Kia vehicle has like the Audi key where the key itself flips
Pops out of the fob.
And the metal part of that key decided to jump ship and it was no longer attached to the fob.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was no way of starting the car.
You could have put it in there and started it. You were worried about the tip of the key just staying in the console.
Right. I don't want to test it out.
You were like, how are we going to get home? We can't do, the key won't work.
But while we were in Home Depot, we were going to look at plants and a lawnmower and I was going to get some keys made. And
house keys, not...
Not for the car. I'm not an idiot. And so the guy's making the copies of the house key, and you were like, here, show him. And I'm like, oh, so
he's a key guy. Show him your key.
So I did, and he had like this little clamp thing that was able to make it work long enough to get home.
Well, what's really dumb about your key is that it's not all one piece that flops out of the bob. It's not just one piece of metal key. It's like a section of key that's stuck into another little clip that's held down by a pin.
And it's all plastic.
And it's all plastic.
Kia! Yeah.
Anyway.
And so those were our three strikes.
So he fixed that.
The refrigerator, the hot dog, and then the key.
And then the broken key.
And then we were finally able to get home, get ready, and we went and had a wonderful dinner at Cactus Jack's in Evergreen. The only reason we went to Cactus Jack's, yeah, it's a bar, but it was right next to the water.
But I didn't know that at the time. I was thinking about this, going to the place down in Colorado Springs. It's called, Wines of Colorado?
Yes.
Something like that. And it's this little nice restaurant down on the creek. It's kind of, they have sort of a lot of different stuff, good meals, and a lot to choose from. And I thought, well, let's go
wines.
There. So she Googles as we're about to drive out and goes, well, it closes at 8:30, but we'll get there at 8:00. I'm like, well, I don't really want to go someplace that's about to close, so I still want to eat by someplace by the water. How about this place up in Evergreen? And all I could remember is us walking past that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was an always packed patio. It was just always people on the patio.
Yep.
So we get there, and it's definitely just
a bar.
A bar.
So we
it's
ate
got a nice
wings
patio. So
and a
wings
burger.
And a burger. And you know, we'd had like the Wednesday night before? Wings and a burger.
Yeah. We're not eating healthy lately at all, but we were having fun. And then today we got up and decided we wanted to go again. And
well,
so,
you did. You were like, can we do something, anything? Can we get out of this bed?
No way. That wasn't me. I was like, what do you want to do today? That's all I said. I would have been okay if we sat here and
vlogged. I couldn't watch one more episode of Big Bang Theory. That's all I know.
The whole universe is in a hot, what is it? I can't even.
I thought you liked the show enough that you can quote the theme song.
I know, I feel like I'm under pressure. But we went antique shopping.
Well, let's start back up again.
I'm not good at storytelling.
You're not really good. We started out to go find a place to eat that we've never eaten before.
Yes.
That was the goal. Let's just go.
And we were going to go on Broadway because we were going to go antique shopping.
Right. So I'm just driving and I see this place and I go, how about that place? That we've never been there. So we pull in thinking, oh, look at this little quaint place that just off of Broadway. And the place is packed.
Packed.
It's packed.
30 minutes before they close again.
Yes, but it's packed. And not only is it packed, it's packed with
people.
People. Well, one of the guys is Robert Dinnerstein, who is the movie reviewer for the newspaper here.
Yeah, it would be okay if we mentioned him, if we were able to say hi to him. But I tried to wave, and he turned, and I don't know if it was on purpose, so I don't know.
I think it was just one of those weird deals.
Yeah, so anyway, he would listen to this podcast. If he does, I tried to say hi.
But the point being, we thought we were just going to this, hey, let's find this out of the way. And obviously, we stumbled on one of the better places that we're supposed to already know about.
Oh my gosh. I had a salmon eggs benedict. and everything comes with potato pancakes. And you had...
I had an Italian hollandaise, which was an egg with Italian...
It was a
Italian
Benedict.
Ham.
It was a Benedict.
It was a Benedict, but it was all Benedict. Done. Then it had fresh tomato, mozzarella cheese, and an herb dill dressing with the hollandaise. So it was very good. Very, very good.
And because my eyes get bigger than my belly always, we also ordered a side.
Do you feel like we should get some French toast to go with
but
this?
But this was
Maybe
different.
Maybe we should get some sides of bacon to go with this.
But this was different. It was different because the French toast was made in Frosted Flakes.
It was called Crunchy
French Toast.
Is that what it's called? Yes. Crunchy French Toast.
And it was delicious. I'm so full still. So full.
I probably won't have dinner tonight.
No. No, probably just go to bed. But it was really good. And then we did. We went to...
The Buffalo Exchange, which is a...
consignment store.
Not really, no. No, it's a...
Resale store.
Resale.
I saw people consigning things.
I didn't, but maybe they do.
Yeah, it's over on the side.
Oh.
It's a consignment store, but yeah, there's cheap stuff, and then there's... I saw a dress for $200.
And I saw a suit for $300.
And coming in July, I'm going to Cheyenne Frontier Days to see Miss Miranda Lambert perform. That's me and her. The very first time I met her. Anyway, and that was at Cheyenne Frontier Days. Anyway, and I've been looking for my outfit, because that's what I do before big concerts.
Uh-huh. Look for
months,
an outfit.
Months before.
What am I going to wear to the concert? Where right. Most people go, I need to put some pants on. It's almost time to go to the concert.
I know. But I found the cutest skirt. It's like a crochet pink skirt. It's adorable. And I found these really cute earrings that were pink feathers with gold, like, dream catcher things. And I was like, Steve, these are so cute. Do you think they'll go with my silver boots? And as soon as that came out of my mouth, I'm like, no, that would be stupid. You're like, it's far enough away. I'm like, no.
Yeah, there was some silver in the gold.
But I don't think you would be able to see that. So I'm like, I put the earrings back. I kept the skirt because I was going to make that. I was going to
just make that work.
Silver earrings if I needed to. But I turned the corner and there were gold cowboy boots.
And they weren't even spray painted gold.
No.
They weren't even like high school theatrical needed these for a play. Spray painted.
Yeah.
Nope. They were really gold and by a good company. Were they Nine West?
Yes, Nine West.
Nine West.
And I picked them up, and they were a half size too small, but I'm like, I'm going to try them on.
I'm going to make these work.
And I tried them on, and they fit. And so...
Jesus wanted you to have those, just like he wants you to listen to this podcast.
And there you go.
Mm-hmm. So Jesus wanted us to have a good breakfast, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was a big, fun breakfast. And bottomless mimosas.
You were drunk. You might still be drunk, by the way. I don't know. You were hammered by the time we left.
No,
Jesus
I wasn't.
Wanted you to be hammered. That's why he...
You are going to get us struck by lightning. Stricken by lightning.
Oh, no. Stricken by lightning because Jesus got me drunk. Ooh.
One food that I've discovered for you lately is from Wendy's. It's the ghost pepper.
Oh my God, that is so good.
French fries with cheese.
That is so good.
Ghost pepper chili, jalapenos. Mm-hmm. What else? Is that it?
That's it.
But
they're $1.99 at Wendy's, and they were amazing.
Amazing.
And let's talk about the other thing that was so good.
At Wendy's? Because I have a story to talk about at Wendy's.
Well, we'll go back to that. I'll say the other food that was so good. The other one that was so good, because I was down visiting one of my parents, my dad goes, I really feel like Jack in the Box tacos. How often do you hear your parents say, I really feel like Jack in the Box tacos?
My parents eat like crap all the time, so it's common.
Oh. So I go, okay, I'll go pick us up some tacos. And he goes, not the little ones. I want the, what's those big, the... Big taco. Monster. They're called monster tacos.
Monster tacos.
Know. The monster.
I did not know.
Yeah. They're called monster. So, okay, I'll get some. I pull up and there's this big sign that just, blazing chicken sandwich.
Wow.
Super hot, blazing chicken sandwich.
We eat like crap.
It was amazing. I'm endorsing that too. The blazing chicken sandwich from, well, we do because like last night, what was the burger that I got? It was called, at Cactus Jack.
Bow-legged.
The bow-legged woman. And it was pepper jack cheese and sauteed jalapenos with something else.
You had green chili on it.
And I had hot green chili on it. And remember, I took one bite and I said, this may make me poop on myself, right?
It was a hot moment.
And you said, that's so sexy. And you said, if you actually poop on yourself on the way home, we may never have sex again.
Ever. Period. Ew.
You've never pooped on yourself?
No.
Ever?
No.
Ever. Not even by accident. Not even like when you were sick one time.
No.
Just didn't make quite make it to the...
You have? Oh, God.
What?
Let's talk about Wendy's. Okay,
I found. Speaking of pooping on yourself, here's Wendy's.
For the 10 things you didn't know about Wendy's. Now, first of all, the person that created Wendy's was Dave Thomas, right? Did you know he invented KFC's chicken bucket?
I did not.
Yep, he did. Also, the restaurant itself was inspired by Kalamazoo Burger Joint. It's called Noopy Hamburgers. Thomas spent his early childhood in Kalamazoo, Michigan, where one of the most popular burger joints was a restaurant named Koopy Burgers.
Spell that.
K-E-W-P-E-E.
Koopy.
Okay.
Koopy.
Where's the
Q? It's a little doll. That's just the way K-E-W. That's an old doll, Koopy doll.
Yeah. So it wasn't even an original idea. That kind of makes me sad.
Well, it's just based on something. Everything's sort of based on something. Like the guy that started Chick-fil-A with the chicken. What's his name? Truett Beasley or whatever. I don't know. It's Truett something. But his idea was just the chicken sandwich. Take a burger and put a piece of chicken in it. So everything's sort of based on something.
Something. Based on something. The next thing is there's no signature burger. Unlike McDonald's and Burger King, which has Big Macs and Whoppers, Wendy's has no signature burger. Instead, it simply has two patty sizes, the junior and the single.
Which is very smart.
Mm-hmm. Next, the Where's the Beef actress was fired.
I didn't know that.
Now you know the legendary Where's the Beef campaign, which marked Wendy's entrance into the famed burger wars of the 1980s.
Where's the beef?
Helped differentiate the brand from its competitors and inspired an increase in sales. But in 1985, just 1 year after the first commercial starring the 84-year-old Claire Peller aired, the campaign was dropped and Peller was fired after she appeared in a commercial for Prego spaghetti sauce, in which she proclaimed that she had finally found the beef.
Oh.
That's scandalous.
Found the beef. Well, they probably hadn't told her that she couldn't do that. That was probably the only reason.
Mm-hmm.
They did the contract and didn't think it all out.
No compete.
And then somebody was smart enough to go, hey.
You can compete.
Find the beef over here.
Yeah.
But I don't remember the Prego one. Everybody remembers. Where's the beef?
Yeah. Dave Thomas, who had resigned from the company in 1982, was coaxed back into the limelight in 1985 after the Where's the Beef campaign ended. He began to visit franchises and once again became the face of the company. He became the official spokesman in 1989, and throughout the 90s, he appeared in more than 800 commercials for the brand. He was coaxed out of retirement to do that.
Yeah. I hope somebody coaxes me out of retirement to make that kind of trillions of dollars. But they still use him.
He's dead.
I know, but they still use
okay,
him. It's kind of like Orville Redenbacher and the popcorn. Orville's been gone a really long time.
And the colonel.
And the colonel's gone. It's just once you become the face, that person you relate to.
Yeah. Now, this next fact is pretty scandalous.
Oh, Wendy is not his real daughter.
The chain stopped advertising on Ellen after she came out of the closet. The chain pulled all of its advertising from the sitcom Ellen in 1997 after the star Ellen DeGeneres' character came out of the closet on the air. The move resulted in a boycott from the gay and lesbian community. Did you know that?
And it crushed them. No, I did not. But I remember the whole Ellen thing with everybody going, Ellen's not gay. Ellen's not gay.
And did you already know?
Yeah. Most of us knew because we all knew her. We were all from the stand-up world. So we were more like when she was – remember she made a movie called Looking for Mr. Right or Mr. Right or something like that? And we're like, no, she's not. Mr. Right would have a vagina. No, everybody's like, she's not gay. Okay. All right.
And then she is. Wendy's pioneered the dollar menu. Wendy's was the first chain to introduce a menu where every item cost the same price. Their value menu, which launched in October of 1989, had a set price of 99 cents. Burger King launched its 99-cent menu in 1998, and McDonald's didn't get around to launching their dollar menu until 2002.
And everybody knows the McDonald's dollar menu probably better than those other two.
Right.
Because when I think of dollar menu, I think of McDonald's.
Me too. I want a double cheeseburger with ketchup only, but it's $1. Not on there anymore.
It's not?
No, yeah. I think it's a single or something, but not the double anymore.
No more double cheeseburger. What about the chicken?
Why would I know that?
You wouldn't know.
I don't eat spicy food.
That's what I like to do sometimes is I'll get the cheese, $1 cheeseburger and the $1 spicy chicken, and then I just take them and I put them together and I make one giant chick-a-burger.
Chick-a-burger.
Chick-a-burger. Hot, spicy chick-a-burger.
You need to patent that right now, babe. Right now, $1 million idea.
I doubt if I'm the first person that's ever made a chicken burger. But I thought it was my idea because I thought one night I don't want two burgers. I'd like a spicy chicken, but it's not enough. I'll make a chicken burger.
There you go. The junior patties shrunk from 2 ounces to 1.78 ounces in 2007.
Who knew?
Who knew? The original location in Columbus, Ohio closed in 2007.
Why? Does it say?
Believe it or not, the very first Wendy's closed for business after 38 years on March 2nd, 2007, due to flagging sales several years after deciding to share its space with a Tim Hortons. The building underwent a $1.7 million renovation after its closure and is today the headquarters of the city's Catholic Foundation.
Huh.
Yeah.
Have you ever eaten at a Tim Hortons?
I haven't.
It's kind of a Denny's-ish kind of thing.
Oh. Actress Morgan Smith plays Wendy in the chain's current advertising campaign called Now That's Better, which launched in April of 2012. That's the little red-headed child that you see.
Mm-hmm. But she plays the oldest girl. She plays an older woman now.
No. The actress' primary claim to fame before winning the role was an appearance on an off-Broadway musical adaptation of actress Julianne Moore's children's book, Freckle-Faced Strawberry, and her hair is naturally blonde.
Hmm. But they don't show a kid in the ones today.
Right. It's this. That girl.
Oh, okay. But that's not the new.
The redheaded cartoon.
Right. But that's not the not the commercial anymore.
Right. Now you're she's thinking like an old school 80s commercial, the redheaded.
No, I'm talking about right now. Right now. The ones I show in the air is like this hip internet, hip girl. Oh,
and that's not what they're referencing. But yeah, she's actually blonde. Now we know. Right?
Right. There's very few real blondes.
We got to work on our health. Like, I just sitting here talking realized how much
you've eaten like crap all weekend. You're
no,
like, I can't lose weight.
All week. We've been eating wings and crap and...
You're not doing your Weight Watcher points.
No, I can't when you're around because you make me eat like crap.
Oh, I forced that at you. I said, you need to eat crap. Don't even look at the menu and try to figure out what your point system is on here.
No, you don't want to do that when you're eating crap. It just makes you feel bad.
Well, how do you do it when I'm...
I eat nothing but salads and vegetables with a little bit of chicken, like little 4 ounces of chicken every day. And I'm very strict.
So you don't really blame it on me as much as you look forward. You actually look forward for... Oh, good. I'll eat like shit because he's home.
Yep.
Is that what it is?
It is. It is.
It is. Because you're like, oh, I would hate myself if I made this choice by my own. But he's home.
So while you were gone, I did some rearranging.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like it?
Yeah. You put a new table here.
It's not a new table. I just moved it.
Well, it's been over there. And
right.
You got the lights in case we want to shoot some video here. But we're shooting it over there, which is odd. But
why are we shooting it over there, babe?
Because I have... A pimple the size of a McDonald's cheeseburger.
On this side of his face.
Right here.
And so he wanted to put the camera on the other side.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you ever wake up and just be shocked at the size of a pimple?
No.
Ever? You never have?
You didn't feel it coming?
No. No. I just woke up and went, holy crap, there's a twin growing out of my face.
Maybe you should go check it out. Maybe it's a tumor.
It's not a tumor. It's not a... I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe I should get a tumor check. What are you looking around for? Just You lost? Your ADD kicked in? You're like, la, 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 la. Oh, are we doing a podcast? Oh, I'm sorry. How do we? You are still drunk from this.
I am not. I was just thinking, about your tumor.
So you had to look around? You had to look around. I'm thinking about...
So when we went out today, you had me put makeup on you so that people didn't notice the tumor on your face.
Isn't that stupid? That is stupid. Why don't you put a little makeup on the... Try to hide the jack-o'-lantern that's hanging off my face here.
So then it looks like a jack-o'-lantern with makeup on.
Why do we do that? Why do...
I don't know.
Or was that just a bad makeup job on your end?
Oh, F you, buddy.
Is that what it was? That you just didn't take the time to do the special effects that were needed to... you were like, here's some powder. Yeah, that's fine. Let's go.
I was hungry. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Whatever.
Uh-huh. I'm thinking maybe that's it.
We got to talk about Grey's Anatomy.
Speaking of tumors and dead people and things, what?
So
they killed him. I can't believe they killed him.
They killed off Derek.
Why they killed Derek?
Oh, by the way, if you haven't watched Grey's Anatomy yet.
Spoiler alert.
After the fact. So they killed off Dr. Shepard.
Dr. McDreamy.
He's gone.
And McSteamy's already gone.
And I couldn't even watch the episode where he died.
That is the stupidest thing ever.
I couldn't
do
it.
We start the episode. I was like, she stops it.
I can't do it.
I can't do it. And then we decide on another night. Okay, well, let's watch it. No, I can't. I can't watch it. You watched it all the way up until he stumbles across the car, the guy wandering
and
the car.
Like,
you're like, no, I can't.
Someone's going to come around that corner. I can't watch it. I don't know how he died, but we went to the next episode.
So we go to the next episode.
And he's in bed, and that's where he actually dies. She pulls the plug.
Yeah, but then there's other parts of the storyline where, like, that must have happened in the last episode. I don't know. I don't know where.
I didn't delete that. You can go back and watch it. I just don't. I don't want
to
be around.
So we just have to assume a big chunk of time on Grey's Anatomy because you. I can't bear to see him kill off.
I have a lisp when I talk.
I just can't stand it. Why would they kill him off? He's the only reason to watch the show.
No, I didn't say that at all.
I was hoping they were going to kill off Meredith because when we jumped to that.
It's Grey's Anatomy, dork.
Well, there's still another Grey.
No, her last name's not Grey. Her last name's not Grey. They have the same father. Same mother. Her father was the old chief, the African-American guy.
Yeah.
But Grey's father is a white guy.
Yeah, but didn't she have another sister?
She's dead. She died in the plane crash.
Oh, crap. That's right. I forgot about that one. They're killing off all the Greys.
But not Meredith.
They should kill Meredith off because she's annoying now. She's really getting annoying.
She just had a new baby. Like, where did that come from? Out of nowhere.
Well, how do you disappear for a year?
9 months.
Wasn't it a little over 9 months?
Well, yeah, I guess so.
She just disappears. Nobody can find her. They're all like, oh, cool. Wonder what happened to Meredith. I don't know. Call her. She didn't answer.
Should we call the police later? No.
Hey, should we call? No, she's okay. She said she's fine.
She left a note.
Nobody does it.
I don't know.
And then they finally he gets through to her on that little, hey, I'm fine. Stop calling me. Click. Oh, okay. Well, she's fine. Let's just go on with our lives.
What are they supposed to do?
Well, then my point being, she shows up, comes back, and gets her job back. She just, like, walked in the hospital. Did you notice that?
The hospital's called Grey Sloan Memorial Hospital.
Well, what did they do?
Named after her sister.
Her sister. Not her. Her sister.
Wow. I'm just sad that they killed off Derek.
Well, so you're not following me on the point that it's kind of odd that she goes away for a year, shows
up. It's Grey's Anatomy.
And does surgery. She shows up, puts on scrubs, and does surgery. You didn't think that was odd at all.
She was a skilled surgeon.
You didn't think it was odd that Derek was dead. Dr. McDreamy had been dead for a year. She shows up out of nowhere. His coat is still hanging in the closet.
I thought that was weird.
She put on his surgical cap and does surgery.
No mental evaluation.
Nothing. Nothing. Yeah. No question about, hey, where you been? Do you think you're ready for surgery again? Oh, I'm fine. I just disappeared for a while. I got my shit together. I'm ready.
And had a baby. Derek's last baby.
Is it Derek's? Do we know that for a fact?
Yeah. Didn't you hear her say she looks just like him?
Yeah, but the baby didn't. Baby looked Asian. the baby. I told you. Remember, as soon as they showed the baby, I go, the baby looked Asian. I did, didn't I?
You
and you
did.
Were like, all babies look Asian.
I did not say that.
Yes, she did. You did too.
I would
you
never say a generalized statement like
yes,
that.
Yes, you did. Because I think they all look like Winston Churchill. I've always thought all babies look like Winston Churchill. They're all just little fat, ball-headed little
Asian babies.
Yeah, they all they're all like, ooh, I come out of a tight place.
It's not so tight anymore.
No, they can open your eyes now. Yeah.
Oh, but yeah, so Grey's Anatomy sucked. But I don't know. We'll see how it goes. It's touch and go from right now.
Right. Are you happy with it?
No, I'm...
Not at all.
No, Christina's gone.
Well, didn't I tell you what I say? Bring Yang back. Right after that. That's how they're going
to... I don't think she wants to come
back. That's how they're going to... Because I think a lot of people are really pissed off about...
It was her call. She didn't want to be on the show anymore.
No, I'm talking about her. I'm talking about Dreamy.
Oh, yeah.
I think a lot of people are pissed off that they killed him off.
And there was no leak. Like, no
Nothing.
One...
Nothing.
It was like, as soon as
Did
it
Did you
happened,
see Facebook that night? Like,
no.
Oh my God. I don't know if I could ever watch this again. I can't believe this just happened.
I tried to avoid seeing who died, but then it just flashed in front of my face one day and I was like, oh, because you were out of town. I was waiting to watch it for you when you came back. It was good that I didn't watch it while you were gone though, because, oh.
And I don't think we made it through the top 10 Wendy's.
Yeah, we did.
Was that the whole all top 10? All right.
Yeah.
Squirrel.
I have 10 foods to cut your risk for Alzheimer's disease. Do you want to go over those?
Okay, we'll go from killing doctors to killing yourself.
Well, no, I was thinking Gray's mom died of Alzheimer's.
Uh-huh.
Hey! Oh.
So, can't get off this merry-go-round. It just keeps going. Get off the merry-go-round. There must be some way to get off and start over. But the merry-go-round keeps going circles and circles.
He's quoting Grey's Anatomy.
Circles. And now I sound like the other, I sound like her sister. This is Gray's sister. Hi. I'm the other doctor.
So some foods that you can consume that are supposed to help you not get Alzheimer's.
Okay, what are foods that eat that help you not get Alzheimer's?
Olive oil. A study in the November 2012 issue of the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease showed that the antioxidant found in extra virgin olive oil may improve learning and memory.
I believe so.
Why?
Because Rachel Ray said EEVO is very good for you.
Salmon is also a great food.
Is it EVVO? Extra?
Virgin olive oil.
EVOO. EVOO.
Yes. Salmon.
EIEIO.
When it comes to foods that keep your brain sharp, the shining stars are foods containing omega-3 fatty acids.
She's drunk.
Your body doesn't create omega-3 fatty acids.
She's drunk.
So you have to consume them. One of the most popular ways to do that is eat wild salmon. We both like salmon.
And it has to be wild salmon. Wild caught salmon.
Yes. Berries is another, they're another food that are supposed to help you when it comes
poop.
To Alzheimer's. And poop, I guess, mm-hmm. according to Dr. Steve. Lentils, a study in the June 2013 issue of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, showed that B vitamins can prevent the shrinking of the brain that is associated with Alzheimer's disease.
You don't want shrinking of the brain.
Nope. And these little legumes are packed with them. Mm. Plus, they couldn't be easier to eat. Canned lentil soup is delicious. Just make sure you choose a low-sodium variety. It's also recommended boiling lentils for 20 minutes with a cinnamon stick, a few garlic cloves, and some oregano sprigs. Drain and use the lentils as a brain-boosting salad topper.
That I don't think I've ever had lentils other than lentil soup. Hmm. I think. Have you?
No.
I've never just had
them.
Like a
they
bowl or a side
on
of
a
lentil.
Salad.
Do they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We should try those.
We
Cook
should.
Them in some EVOO.
Yes. And then there's also beets. Do you like beets?
By Dr. Dre?
No, the vegetable.
No, I hate beets.
Oh.
I used to hate beets because they give off that purple juice that used to get on my other food, and I used to hate it. I would not eat my rice if beet juice got on my...
My grandmother used to can beets.
So you know how icky it is.
Yes. But the nitrates in beets increase blood flow to the brain, which is directly linked. So maybe you should be eating beets.
Oh, snap!
To how well your brain operates. These veggies also have folate and B9, which, as previously stated, may delay dementia.
What are we talking about?
Oh, great. kale is also great.
I do like kale.
Good. There's a reason that dark leafy green was such a good reputation, or has a good...
Reputation?
There's a reason that kale...
Has a good reputation.
Has a good reputation. Mm-hmm.
I like a good reputation. My kale is some good... It's reputating...
I can't breathe.
She's so drunk.
It's a nutritional powerhouse. It has. Get this.
Do you need some water or something to help dilute the alcohol in your system?
Will you stop? It has 45 different kinds of antioxidants in it to clear the cobwebs of your brain. So you should just probably just take a whole thing of kale with some almond milk and that
wash
to be your
down.
Smoothie.
I should make... Yeah, I should put kale, almond milk, some olive oil,
and some salmon.
Throw in some little beans and some B vitamins. Mix in a whole thing of Red Bull instead of water, and mix till
parade
until nervous.
Parade.
Puree. I'm gonna parade this blender. I'm going to set it on parade.
This next vegetable you hate, cauliflower. It's full of folate and antioxidant vitamin
folate?
C.
Folate? What is it?
Folate.
Okay.
Yes. And antioxidant vitamin C, both of which improves... Stop it!
What?
Which improve your brain functions. Dear God, I try and bring these helpful tidbits to our show, and you're like, meh, I'm going to fart on your face. Walnuts are also good.
I do it.
Lamb is great.
Freaking love lamb.
I know you do. And then the last one.
Didn't I try to get lamb today?
Yes.
I did. Just breakfast.
But they were out of it.
They were out of lamb for breakfast. Damn you.
And then the last thing that could help you not get Alzheimer's is green tea. And I've been drinking green tea like nobody's business. I've been adding it into my chai tea. Mm-hmm. And yep, because I don't like the taste of green tea.
Green tea doesn't have any taste to me.
It has a taste to me.
When you go to like a Chinese restaurant or whatever and you get green tea, the hot green tea, it just tastes like water to me.
Well, then there's that.
You don't notice that?
Uh-uh. No.
Just like hot, like they just boiled some hot water and it looks kind of greenish.
Hmm. Yeah. I think I might drink some of this water.
Dilute the alcohol in your system?
Stop it. Why you gotta be like that? So what do you want to talk about? I'm talking about all this healthy stuff, and you're calling me drunk when I'm not. I'm not drunk, Mom.
Seriously. You had bottomless mimosas. The guy seriously walked around with a pitcher constantly. I counted about 8.
No way, Jose.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I did not drink 8 mimosas.
He kept saying, do you want any more coffee? No. Would you like more mimosa? Yes! Yes! Would you like some more coffee? No, thank you. Mimosa? Yes! Yes, mimosas! I will drink them till I can't even pronounce them. I can't pronounce mimosa, but I want some more! Mm-hmm. Would you care for more coffee, sir? No, thank you. Mimosas? Yes, ma'am. I will go get the pitcher. God, why doesn't he bring the pitcher?
I never said that.
Mimosas.
Oh my gosh, I never said that. Holy muffin. So Prince William had a new baby?
Like, you know, we need another royal. We need another royal, like another Kardashian.
Wow, that's rude. Don't compare them.
Well, that's about all we have. And it's the same kind of, they're the royals are the keeping up with the Royalashians of
but
Britain.
They're proper and they're not doing sex tapes.
Well, no, I have to agree. But I don't know why America is so smitten. You know, you know me. I love the UK. I'm a Britophile is what they actually call it. Because I love, mm-hmm. like, my iPod cover is a British flag. And the suitcase that I almost bought in Hong Kong was a British flag.
Why didn't you get that?
Because I just bought the new luggage to go to Hong Kong.
Oh,
I thought it'd be worth the price to get the suitcase back because it's so cheap here. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you know, that's the way I am. I love British stuff, but I just see Americans go crazy about the royals.
Because it's that whole like Cinderella, like
princesses
and princes and queens and kings and I don't know.
I don't either.
But there's a new baby over there.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that they released the name, but it's a baby girl.
Oh.
And in other entertainment news, Tiger Woods and Lindsey Vonn broke up.
Oh, no. What happened?
It doesn't, you know, they're not going to say. No one got hit with a golf club this time, so he's doing better.
You know, he went from just being the top of the game, the number.
He was like America's Prince.
America's Prince. Every sponsor wanted to be in business with him, and he has that wreck where he hits a tree and all those hookers fell out of it, and then what
I think that was a commercial or like a cartoon.
No. Remember?
There were no hookers in trees.
But his wife was chasing him with a golf club and he hit a tree.
Yes.
And then all these women started showing up on TV.
Yes.
So they all fell out of that tree. He hit a hooker tree and all of them fell out and they killed his career. And he was like, I just need more mimosas.
What do you think about the Full House reboot?
Squirrel!
No, squirrel. I just don't like the path you take us down sometimes.
Why?
Because I don't know where this is going. Yes, Tiger fell out of the graces of America, and he kind of sucks at golf these days, but...
Where I was going with this, with the Royals, was that you freaking made me watch Kardashians.
I did. I am Why? Openly...
Why are you... What happened? I...
You left me for long periods of time last year.
How did you... You know how garbage that
TV is.
It's
one of those things that I can put on as noise... And I can do other things.
But you show signs of actually believing it.
What?
You do. Because you're like, you know, Scott's always hanging around such and such. I wonder if
he's drunk.
See? You're turning red. She's turning red because she knows that I'm right. You find yourself, if you watch enough of that garbage, you start believing that it's semi-real. Yeah. And you know it's not. They can't act. They can't deliver the lines like, well, I was very angry when Scott did not come home last night.
Yeah, I know. I won't ever make you watch it again.
Bruce is like, stop.
I asked you, is it okay if I put on the Kardashians while I type up my notes for my Two Girls in a Bottle of Wine podcast?
What am I going to say? Sure. No? I'm going to say no? Don't watch.
If I said, hey, if I put on Chase Rice TV.
I say, bullshit. Turn that off.
See?
That is crap. Why don't we listen to. Speaking of which, you were making me listen to like hip hop last night, and I was about ready to throw myself out of the car and off the cliff. I can't believe you were listening to that crap last night.
I do that from time to time.
Why force me to do it too? It's one thing to rot your own brain, but why are you trying to kill your boyfriend?
You make me listen to KFI.
I'm sorry.
News.
I'm sorry. Didn't mean to make you listen to news stories and things of, but baby, get with it. I want to get with it. Girl, I got to get you on the dance floor. You can suck a good dick.
It said that and I turned
Didn't
the channel.
Didn't it? It said that.
And I was like, well, that's a little inappropriate.
And you were like, oh, this is stuff I grew up on. And
was like Nelly Hot in Here. But that song that we listened to was not. Anyway, what about that Full House reboot?
Oh, what about it? I'm looking forward to it. And apparently the twins don't know anything about it.
Because they are living under rocks.
And John Stamos said, I call bullshit.
But where's Stephanie? Where's the middle sister? Because you had DJ and you had Michelle. I haven't heard anything from Stephanie, the middle sister. She had drug issues for a while.
I think they're all signed on, aren't they? Everybody's back except for the twins. Is my understanding.
Gotcha. Well, I don't know. And then I just read somewhere that Sister is going to reboot.
With the two actual sisters?
The Tia Mowry.
Uh-huh. And those two are coming back?
Tamara. Tamara.
How are they bringing this show back?
Well, let's see.
Do, 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 do.
It says that they're talking about it. Nothing is confirmed. Oh.
They're just trying to everybody get the show back. I think everybody from the early 90s wants their show back.
She shared in an interview on Friday.
Who did?
Tia.
Okay.
Mowry. that she shared some cool details about spending time with Mary-Kate and Ashley on the set of Full House. I'm wondering if they were, like, filmed in the same... I don't know, that stuff. But she said that her and her sister would actually babysit the Olsen twins. What?
Was there, weren't they young at the same time?
But, no, they, were, no, they older. Were old. They were, like, DJ Tanner age.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But everybody wants their show back. My pal, Bill Kirkenbauer, who you don't know the name. I can tell by the look on your face.
I don't know that name.
He was the comic. He was the dad on Just the Ten of Us.
I never watched that.
It was part of the Friday night lineup. Thank God. Remember that whole TGIF?
Yeah, I watched Step by Step, Family Matters, Stranger. What was that? Twisted, or what was it?
Oh, the Perfect Strangers.
Perfect Strangers.
With Lotka. Well, not Lotka. Yeah. What was it? His name?
He was like Russian.
Yeah. Lotka was the guy from Taxi, I believe.
Right.
But, yeah, but Bill is, I could tell by his Facebook posts that he'd be like, everybody's getting their shows back. Hey, look at these pictures. But remember, that was a great show. I loved doing this show. And kind of go, you know, I bet he would love to bring the show back.
Yep. I can only imagine.
What's the word I'm looking for? Not doubt him. I couldn't. I'd be totally with him if I was that person. I would go, yes, I'd want my show back too. If that was me and you had a chance for a reboot.
But the thing with the Olsen twins.
Like, yeah, let's do this.
They didn't peak with Full House like the rest of the cast. What, John Stamos married Rebecca Romijn, and what else has he done? And then they got divorced?
Pretty much.
Yeah, so most of that cast peaked during Full House. The Olsen twins had an empire they built after Full House. So do you see why they...
Didn't one of them kill Heath Ledger?
Yeah, I don't know that that was confirmed.
I don't want to say that's the actual... But wasn't he, like, in her apartment and pet her pills or something like that?
He and Mary-Kate.
Okay.
But I found a great
story. I don't
want to
be sued. I'm not saying she, like, injected him. I'm just saying, I remember this news story of there was a connection.
Yes. There is 17 burning questions that the Full House revival must answer. Do you want to talk about them?
Sure.
Okay. How can a newscaster, a failed comedian, and a struggling musician afford one of the most expensive houses in the most expensive housing market in America?
Because they were on ABC.
Why did no one notice when Jesse Cochran's last name suddenly changed to Katapaputis?
To what?
Jesse Katapaputis.
I'm going to put this in a book by Linder and make him a mimosa.
Katsopolis.
When did he get? I don't remember that at all.
I was so young. I wouldn't have caught that. Have Nikki and Alex stopped buying matching clothes yet? Are they capable of independent thought? Those are the twins of Jesse and Rebecca.
And they were always dressed alike.
Mm-hmm. Always. How much did it cost to repair the kitchen after Stephanie drove a car through it? And how did a newscaster, a failed comedian, and a struggling musician afford to fix one of the most expensive houses in the most expensive market in America, San Francisco?
Because they were on ABC.
How did a man as paranoid and careful as Danny Tanner have a kid at 19 or 20? It's true. The season 4 episode, The Graduates, in which DJ graduates 8th grade, gives Danny's age as 33. This is also when Danny dates a 21-year-old college student, which he had no questions about except how to erase it from our memories.
I don't remember that at all.
I do remember when he was dating a younger girl.
Did they make it like out as he's dating a younger girl, or she was just younger on the show?
She was a 21-year-old college student.
Yeah, but did they make that part of the show? Like, oh, yes. Why are you dating somebody so young?
I don't remember. I just remember him dating that girl.
Because I remember on Friends when she was dating Tom Selleck, and they made a big thing about
age difference.
You're dating such an older man.
Right, with a mustache. And then everybody else tried to grow a mustache.
And nobody could.
Yeah. How does Danny feel about the vacuum technology of 2015? Because remember, he was a clean freak, loved his vacuum.
No.
Like the Dyson, does it like get him all hot and bothered? Has he sought treatment for his OCD? Danny Tanner?
I don't know.
I know, these are the questions.
I have no idea. You were more of this, like the other night when we stumbled across reruns and you got like, oh my God, yes. And we watched like 4 in a row.
Yes, that was 2 hours.
Right? I did not. I was like, yeah, I remember this show. But you were like, oh, my God, I love this episode. Oh, I love this episode.
Is it really that easy to make the Beach Boys just appear? Don't they have things to do? Because they were in several episodes with Jesse.
Yeah, because Jesse is like a Beach Boy.
Right.
And matter of fact, that's what he does now.
Right.
He tours with them. He tours with them, playing bongos and drums and stuff with them.
What are Jesse and the Rippers doing now? Where are they now?
Was that his band?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I didn't know.
What's REM doing? Not that REM. We want the 60-year-old triplets who opened the Smash Club.
I don't remember. Was that the Del Rubio sisters?
I don't remember that one. Mm. Yeah. So, Comet will live forever, right? That was their golden retriever.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, why'd you have to bring that up?
Whatever.
It's like seeing the homeless lady today. We need food with the dog.
Right.
And I was like, we should give him the money. And you go, the dog doesn't look like it's hungry.
Neither did the lady.
The dog didn't look like it's hungry.
Whatever happened to Predictability, Michelle's super cool identical cousin from Greece?
Fuck, I don't remember any of these.
I do remember that. That's when I was like, are there twins? I had no idea.
Was she playing the same exact...
Well, they brought the twins into the same scene, but she was the identical relative from Greece.
Yeah, but every sitcom does that, where they play like the old Bewitched. Samantha was her cousin who looked exactly like her, only in brown hair.
Well, no, Michelle was Mary-Kate and Ashley's character. So they just brought the twins onto the set at the same time. One was dressed as the Greek sister, and one was dressed as Michelle.
Okay.
Not the Greek sister, the Greek relative. You know, they probably can't see your eye roll from way back there.
Okay. I rolled, by the
way. Who snapped? Did the world a service and burned Mr. Woodchuck? That was
the puppet that Dave Cooley had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Becky running every national news outlet by now?
She's drunk. She's about to vomit.
If Dwayne is Kimmy's husband, was his wedding vow whatever? Because he would say that all the time.
Whatever. I just remember Kimmy being the weird,
annoying neighbor. Yes. Where is Steve, and why didn't DJ marry him?
He's right here.
Wrong, Steve. What do the catchphrases mean? 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42. You got it, dude. How rude.
Cut it out.
Cut it out.
Cut it out.
Yeah. So those are the questions that need to be answered by the new.
And any y'all that still any y'all that are still listening and stayed with us through that, I appreciate it. See, because she's drunk, and I am trying.
I'm not drunk.
I am trying to just appease
people
her.
Know that I'm not drunk.
My mother.
Tell them I'm not drunk.
They can see. The people that are watching.
I'm not drunk.
They can see.
It's not like I'm all knocking crap down or anything.
No. I'm just glad we got a chance to come down here and talk about Full House like this.
You're going to cut it all out, aren't you?
I'm going to cut it out. Cut it out.
Now, well, what did you want to talk about that was more exciting and stimulating?
That's it. I actually had that on my phone. That exact same. I was like, I want to talk about Full House and Periscope. And those are the two things that. And I think we made it to both of them. But I am definitely going to have to take the Full House alerts off my phone. These Full House alerts are blowing up my phone.
I can't breathe.
She's drunk. She's really, really.
No, I'm not. What if my family listens to this?
They know you're drunk. So that's why they pray for you. They pray constantly for you.
Do they?
Jesus wants you to stop drinking.
Okay. I will stop. What's that song? You ain't much fun since I quit drinking.
Ain't much fun since I quit drinking.
Aren't you afraid that that might be the situation?
Yes. That's why I let him pour like 18 mimosas. You need another? Yes, I need another mimosa. Are you ready for your check? I'm ready for another mimosa.
No way.
Would you want to split the bill? I want to split another mimosa.
Stop.
What?
Stop.
What'd you, like, it's the truth, though.
No, it's not. Stop. You're going to make people think I'm a smash apple.
Smash apple?
Yes. Someone that gets smashed.
You were so drunk, you bought a crocheted skirt.
I love that skirt.
See?
It's pink.
See?
You're teasing me, right?
Yes.
Tell the world that, because they're going to be like, Janet needs to go to rehab.
I'm teasing you. Yes. Yes.
If we weren't periscoping, I would be flipping you off right now.
If there's anybody still watching.
Is anyone watching on Periscope?
I don't know. I can't tell from here. I know I saw names pop up while we first started.
When we first started.
But they probably went, oh, fuck. They're just talking about Full House and Wendy's. Huh? Okay, great.
All right, maybe next time we'll have a good podcast.
I thought today was fun.
Okay, well, you're making fun of everything I talked
about. I am, but that's what we're supposed to do.
I came in prepared,
but that's what
ready
we're
to like rock and roll, and now you're like, well, that was shit.
You prepared. We came in, you went to the bathroom, and came back with these topics. Let me just say, that's how prepared you were. You said, hey, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Oh, all right.
I'm recording. Oh, my God. Stop.
What? What? Isn't that
what? I hate you.
Oh, I found these. I got these topics. I found these.
I hate you. What? Oh, my God.
What?
I'm sure I'm not the only one that does the best thinking in the ladies' room.
I know that. Because I actually have one of the new jokes that I'm doing in my act.
Oh, crap.
Is about, I know when she's in the bathroom because my Twitter explodes like her diarrhea.
Oh, my. No. Really?
I don't use that terminology. But I do say, I know she's in the bathroom because my Twitter feed explodes.
Sometimes you live a busy life and there's only a few moments where you stop.
But the part about you have to relate to this is the reason everybody laughs
is because it's relatable.
It's relatable. So that's one of the, that must be one of those things where you go, oh, I got a little bit of spare time here. I might as well check Twitter. I got to retweet that.
Uh-huh. Oh my God. Oh, my God. Now, every time someone reads a tweet from me, they're going to think I'm going to the bathroom.
That should be the new sound. Instead of a Twitter, tring, 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 it should be a...
No, that's unnecessary. Stop it. All right.
Well, did you have fun?
I did. My cheeks hurt from laughing. I hate you. Oh.
It wasn't the mimosas.
No. I'm telling you... I may have had a few mimosas, but there wasn't that much alcohol in them.
People. All right. Tell them how to find us.
I'm going to be an AA, so you can't find me. It's anonymous.
And I will be online. You can find me on Twitter, at Steve McGrew, and Facebook, and Instagram. And I always tell people when I do promo, they go, well, how do people find you? I go, Google Steve McGrew. And then you get all the videos and everything.
Sounds
and
then like
we should
a great plan.
We should tell people too, because I always forget to do this toward the end to make sure subscribe to this podcast.
Truth.
Subscribe. Go and find our YouTube channel and YouTube and subscribe to that, and just find us and subscribe. And I also want to give a shout out because they always give a shout out to me is my buddies at Bold and Belligerent podcast, and my friends Tom Chase. And Graham at Say What Podcast. So,
and I want to say a big hello to Hillbilly Nerd Talk. They're my friends.
They are. Petra.
They really are. Petra was on Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine.
Plug that, because people that listen to this may not listen to yours. So let's
Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. .com.
That's it.
Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine.com. All spelled out. T-W-O, girls and a bottle of wine.com.
We don't have a Wrinkled Sheets podcast because she doesn't care about this at all. But, you know.
Wow.
All right.
Okie dokie.
Are we going to wrap it up then?
Yeah, let's wrap it up,
You want to sing it? Sing our
it's
way
wrinkled
out.
It's Wrinkled Sheets.
It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat. Listen to Wrinkled Sheets.
Yeah.
See ya.
Can we auto-tune that?
Oh, that'd be cool.
That would be cool.